Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study, and we are studying at Rolling Springs Baptist Church. And today, our study is in 1 Corinthians, and we're on lesson number 3. And we'll be studying in 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through chapter 2, verse 16. So we want to begin our study in prayer. Father, we do come to you this morning, giving you praise and honor and glory for who you are. And Father, we need you to teach us and guide us in your word, your truths, that we may know you more. And I just pray today that all of those that have come to study in the book of Corinthians, that we will humble ourselves and we will open our hearts to receive your truths as the Holy Spirit guides us through your word, that we may bring you honor and glory. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, we will begin with a review of going back to the letter that Paul wrote, and there were truths of things that were happening in the church of Corinth, and we know that they were called by God to fellowship with his son Jesus, and they were enriched, lacking nothing, because they had received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So, Paul wrote the letter, this letter to the Corinthians, to exhort or to appeal and to admonish them to be of the same mind and have no divisions. He had heard from the letter that was sent to him that there were quarrels and immorality and lawsuits among the church believers. And then we know, as we'll go forward, that in chapter 7 through chapter 16, this is the chapters he wrote a response to what they had written him. So we want to begin today reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. So I'll read these verses. Verse 18 of chapter 1. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of the age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Verse 22. For Jews request a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, what are these verses about? We're seeing here that Paul preached the word of the cross, and he taught them that it was the power of God to those that were being saved, to those who believe it. And we know that that power comes from God himself. But to those that are perishing, those that have not believed, then the cross is foolishness. In verses 19 through 25, Paul contrasted the world's wisdom and God's wisdom regarding the message of Christ crucified, and he also contrasted the reaction of the Jews and the Greeks, or Gentiles. Jews asked for signs, and the cross is a stumbling block to them. And the Greeks search for wisdom, the world's wisdom. And, of course, the cross is foolishness to them. But the saved of both Jew and Greeks receive the power of the wisdom of God. Even God's foolishness is wiser than men, and his weakness is stronger. So what are the points then of the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15? We haven't read that, but I want to read verses 1 through 11, and let's see what the points of the gospel is in this chapter. Verse 1 of chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then, that is Peter, by the 12, and after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present time that he's writing. But some have fallen asleep. And after that, he was seen by James, and then by all the apostles. And then last of all, he was seen by me, Paul, also as by one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, for who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. So when Paul went to Corinth, he didn't preach clever or lofty speech. He simply preached the message about Jesus and his crucifixion. And Paul didn't go to Corinth in superiority of wisdom or use persuasive words of wisdom, and he didn't want their faith to rest on man's wisdom, but on God's wisdom. And we see here that he says that he counted himself in verse 9 the least of the apostles, who wasn't worthy to be counted an apostle, because remember, before Paul was converted, he persecuted the church, and he arrested and had many of those that were saved put in prison. But we know by God's grace, Paul was converted on his way to Macedonia, and it was by God's grace he said that I am what I am, and his grace was not in vain. And Paul went on to say that he labored abundantly, more abundantly than they all, and yet not I, but it was God who was with me. So he says, whether it was I or they, So we preach, and so you believe. And so now let's go back and look at some cross-reference in Acts 18, verse 1 through 4. We saw that Paul, on his secondary journey, went from Athens to Corinth. And Claudius was ruling Rome at that time, and Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the area which Corinth was located. So Paul went to the synagogue. In chapter 18 of Acts, we read that he went to the synagogue in Corinth to reason the scriptures with the Jews, because he directed his focus on the Gentiles. God had called him to carry the message of the gospel to the Gentiles, but he went to Corinth, it tells us in the scripture, to carry the scriptures with the Jews before he continued to carry it to the Gentiles. Now, in Romans 1, verse 16, we see that the gospel, not the message, not the messenger, but the message, the gospel, is the power of God for salvation. And it was first preached to the Jews, and then Paul and others went to the synagogue. And it's also for the Greek, or the Greeks are known as Gentiles, not Jews. And then in verse 5 through 17 in the book of Acts, we saw that when Paul got to Corinth, he had to work until Silas and Timothy came. So they were in Macedonia, and they were to come and meet him there. And then he devoted himself completely to the word, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Now, how does this relate to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5? Paul was determined to know nothing among them except Christ and him crucified. So, what was the response then to respond to Paul's message in the book of Acts? We know that many, or most of them, rejected the message. So then Paul said he was going to the Gentiles after he preached to the Jews there in the book of Acts, and they rejected the gospel. He went then to the Gentiles. And he went to the house next door to the synagogue. And at that time, the synagogue leader, Crispus, he heard and believed among all of those that were in the house. And also we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, that Paul baptized Crispus. And many of the Corinthians also were believed and were baptized. So Paul became the Corinthian believer's father through the gospel. So now then, let's look at Acts verses 18 through 23. What happened after that? We see that Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla left Corinth. And they sailed across the Aegean Sea to Ephesus. And then he, Paul, went to the synagogue to begin to reason with the Jews. And he stayed there just a short time. And then Aquila and Priscilla stayed longer than Paul there. And then we look at Acts verses 26 through 19:1, and we see who the main character that's mentioned in 1 Corinthians verses 1 through 3. And we want to look now at these scriptures, and we want to see what has been written down for these Corinthians, as Paul also, you know, traveled and went to other places there, Ephesus and Macedonia and many places. So who then were the main characters mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 through 3? We see then that it was Apollos. He was a Jew from Alexandria, and he was an eloquent man, and he was mighty, and he was competent in scriptures, and he was also acquainted with John's baptism, John the Baptist. So Priscilla and Aquila heard his teachings and explained to him the way of God more accurately. So he went to Achaia, to Corinth, while Aquila and Priscilla stayed in at Ephesus. Remember, they were at Ephesus. So, where was Paul then? While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul went to Ephesus. And here we see that there was some division between Paul and Apollos. And they had both been to Corinth teaching the gospel. Now, Apollos was a very eloquent man. He was mighty in the scriptures, and he was powerfully refuting the Jews. And Paul said that his message was in weakness, in fear, and trembling. So there was a difference in the two messengers. But what about the message? It was the same message, the gospel about Jesus Christ. As we see today, there are messages preached by different men of God, but they preach the same message. So this is what we see then in the scripture at this time, that Apollos and Paul were both preaching the same message. Now then, I want us to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And let's see verses 1 through 5. Here, let's look at what these verses say. I'll read starting with verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Now this is Paul talking. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, when you look at verses 6 through 16, and we hadn't got there to this, so let's just look at what these verses said. Paul was saying here that after he departed from Athens, then he went to Corinth there, and he found this Jew named Aquila that was born of Pontus. And he had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. And they had to leave Rome because Claudius had commanded that the Jews depart from Rome. And he came to them, Paul did. So because he was of the same trade, they were tent makers, and he stayed with them and worked for, by occupation, that they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded many Jews and Greeks. And so let's look. This is in the book of Acts 1 through 4 that we just completed. And of course, we completed Acts 18, 5 through 17. And we learned that everything that Paul was preaching was from the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that indwelled him. And he tells them that it comes from God's Spirit. Paul's preachings demonstrated the Spirit that was in him. And he also told them that the world does not accept God's wisdom, but it's those that are mature in the faith, those that have received the gospel. So Paul spoke God's wisdom in a mystery of those of the world. And we know that God's wisdom is a mystery to the world, but it's revealed to those that believe through the Holy Spirit. So Christians receive the Spirit that they may know the things that God is giving to us. We have the mind of Christ because of having His Spirit. Now, what have we learned from some of these words that we have talked about in these scriptures? There were words like appraise and judge. The spiritual man, a believer, appraises or discerns everything. So that means that they investigate it and they discern it rightly and they judge and examine the word. That's how that it's appraised, by a man that has received the Spirit of God. The spiritual man can appraise all things because of God's wisdom through the Spirit of God and knowing God's thoughts from His Word. So the natural man doesn't appraise or judge the spiritual man because he doesn't know the ability to understand the things of the Spirit. Now, that gets us through our lesson today. And I know it's been somewhat scattered because we started out in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 31. And then we went to the book of Acts. We also looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verses 1 through 5. And then we went from there to Acts. And we see a lot in Acts about Paul and about his preaching and how that it all ties together with what he is preaching here in Corinth to these Corinthians. It's the same message. It's the Word of God. And Paul said he didn't pretend or did not try to use persuasive words, But he just preached the gospel, the truth that was given to him through the Holy Spirit. So we see that the whole topic then, or the word that is being preached here, is the word of God and not the word of man. And that's what Paul is saying, that he receives his message from God and through the Holy Spirit, and that he is not preaching it through man. And he wants them to understand this and to see that that's how they're to worship, not according to the world, but according to their faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what we today are also worshiping God through His Holy Spirit that we have received through the Word. So we will close this lesson today, and we'll continue our study, but let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that this message will penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our very being, our soul. Father, that we may apply it to know that what Paul, you had him write down in this letter, is a message not only to the Corinthians of his day, but it's a message to us today. And I pray that we will take it just as it's written. It was from God, and it was through the Holy Spirit. It wasn't from man. And Paul wasn't trying to preach anything except Jesus and his death, burial, and resurrection. So I pray that we won't confuse or let the world try to persuade us in any other way, because there's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except me. So I pray that each of us will take the word that we have studied and read today, and we will apply it to our lives and live it out to glorify your name. And I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.